And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You kill me. You're listening to Rick Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Les Hussard, all the way from Bordeaux, Tony, with a track called You Kill Me. That's a second or third track we've played off their latest album that came out earlier this year. You can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Les Hussard.
No, it's not. And you might remember we talked about this before, and they've actually written Les Hussard in English. So it's facebook.com/TheSuzard, S-U-Z-A-R-D-S. If you are in America, learn to pronounce the letter Z. Facebook.com/TheSuzards. And it is possible that if they put Les Hussard, it would actually be look like Les Hussard.
Okay.
Which would be a little bit like Leighton Buzzard.
And Buzzard.
Which we haven't said in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, that's cracking. What a great start. And I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
That's very nice for you.
Very exciting, isn't it? Mm. So, and this comes from Paul the Other One. Hello, the other Paulie B. Paul Boyle, in fact.
Mm.
The Right Reverend Paul Boyle, now retired. And he said, as the 100th anniversary of the Somme was being celebrated last weekend, it made me think of my own granddad and his untimely end. In fact, I'll never forget his last words to me. Stop shaking that ladder, you little bastard.
Nice.
Keep the faith, pull the other one. Fair enough. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, comedy suburbs. Hey, I've got something else, Tony.
Okay.
Right. This isn't additional material. This is ongoing. Now, we do try to shy away from being a political show, but of late, we haven't had a lot of choice. And Obviously, this week's revelation, we've got a new Prime Minister.
Haven't we just?
It's mad, isn't it? So, we'll talk a bit about the new Prime Minister in the next bit, shall we?
Let's do that. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea, isn't it, in fact?
That's a fantastic idea.
All right, because I've just realised that. So, yes, we weren't expecting a new Prime Minister this soon, but, hey, things seem to be happening very quickly here in that there United Kingdom, Great Britain type, England type character.
Mm.
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to play you two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
very pleased up front. We have been playing a little bit of this band recently, Death Party UK, all the way from Nottingham, Tony.
Excellent.
It is, of course, the work of the Dark Lord.
Yes, it is.
Of Nightbreed. And Scarlet Moonchild, his missus. And a band called Death Party UK. They have brought out a new, it's kind of an EP, a sort of mini album EP, called Hellfire Rock and Roll, but the track Hellfire Rock and Roll isn't on it.
Oh, right.
This, Tony, is reminiscent of Grace Jones's album Living My Life.
Oh, blimey.
Which doesn't feature the track Living My Life, which is a classic track and should be on it. And that's a little bit of info for you there, mate.
It's
off the top of my head, I just realised. Anyway, don't matter. Fact is, this is a single that's been released in conjunction with the EP / mini album of the same name, Hellfire Rock and Roll, and you can find out more about it by visiting Death Party UK's website, which is
deathpartyuk.org.
deathpartyuk.com.
Why do I keep thinking something different?
Stay tuned for Wet Ones and Static. You won't forget it when you've heard it. Right now, this is Hell. It's Paulie Bean Internet 2, Tony Neil, and this is Hellfire Rock and Roll.
Foxy Moron.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wet Ones and a track called Static from their latest album, Wet Ones, Tony, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh.
Very excited about that. And they came via Slovenly Records. And hello to Slovenly Records. And thank you so much for being so brilliant and sending us all the stuff you do. Thing is, Tony, what is Wet Ones' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Wet Ones Kansas.
Good idea. Facebook.com/wet-ones-605089422632316934/?FF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
Don't say default URL.
Anyway, the upshot is it's Paul on the Internet 3, Tony Neil. What a thrashing ha. And I do like Wet Ones, but they do scare me.
Okay.
Yeah. Scary band. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Right, no comments, no song. Let's crack on. Do you want to mention to people how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, please, if you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Maybe you'll be too gobsmacked and busy this week and with all the stuff that's been going on to comment on our page, but do get in touch. Maybe tell us what, if you particularly liked a song or want to play a band again, anything like that. Just get in touch.
Yeah. And obviously, by not sending any Facebook comments, you don't get the brilliant song as performed by Paul the Other One's wife.
Exactly.
Exactly. And we don't want to miss that again. Anyway, yeah. Tony, we have got something to talk about, haven't we? What are your views on our new Prime Minister? I noticed you put something on Facebook.
Well, firstly, the other one wasn't much cop. We had a really bad choice. Well, I say we. So the opponent, the Leadsome, she was interesting. But yeah, so we've got a PM picked by 199 people.
Right.
As opposed
and what
to
was your view on that?
I thought, that's not very democratic. I mean,
right.
You know, we want to be part of this push to be in control. As, you know, we want to be able to have democracy and nominate, you know, our leaders, and we haven't.
Right.
155 politicians as opposed to 150,000 that was going to choose between the two. I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand the need for, we spoke before, but we need to have a general election, but I don't think we're going to get one. So I don't know. It's a weird feeling. I mean, she was of the five, I think she was the best candidate for me, but Gove, Leadsome, Crab, Fox? Ugh. Don't know. All very strange. What do you think?
Well, I think, Tony, first of all, that what you put on Facebook and what you've just actually repeated there was absolutely classic. You wanted democracy. No. People that voted Leave voted for democracy when we left Europe. Have we left Europe yet? Yeah. No. So this is exactly what you get when you don't leave Europe. You get this horror.
Is that what you're saying?
As far as I'm concerned. So you need to give us time to get out of Europe to quite possibly change our electoral system to go with proportional representation, everything else that goes with it, so that you will get democracy in the future as a result of voting Leave, and all of you Remainers can shut up again. It seems like us Leavers are just shut up every week.
We don't have to shut up. We still have a voice. We're still allowed to
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, you do have a voice, Tony, but the voice is this. No.
I will not shut up.
Thing is, Tony, I saw so many Facebook posts from people who had all outwardly voted Remain, saying, yeah, this is where you get democracy. No, now look what you've done. It's all your fault. I agree that in one sense, it's completely wrong that this country should get a prime minister that they haven't voted for. Uh-huh. But there is a precedent. The precedent's relatively recent with Gordon Brown.
Yeah, that was wrong as well.
Yeah, which is, he turned out to be a wrong one. And, but it has happened quickly, and I do think that's a good thing, because one of the things, the many things the Remain campaign were moaning about was, we've got months and months and months of political instability. It's bound to lead to a terrible recession now. Well, it hasn't, because it's been sorted out in a week. So as a result of this, the stock market is at an 11-month high. The pound has strengthened against the dollar slightly today. Everything that everyone said would go wrong hasn't. And even though I do not like the Tories, I think they've actually gone about this ultimately quite well.
I think,
and the first thing she said when she came out was pretty good, when she said there's not going to be a second referendum, we're going to make Brexit work. And that came from someone who had supported Remain beforehand. So I think it's positive. It might help to bring us all back together a little bit, saying, right, we're just going to get on with this and do the best we can, which I think is the best way to go forward.
Certainly, as opposed to the 2 months of leadership it would have been, is definitely better. It was a relief to have that to go away.
Yeah, and also with the fact that it was her and Andrew Leadsom, it would most likely have been 9 weeks of us knowing what was going to happen anyway, which was that Theresa May was going to get the job. I will say just briefly before the next bit that Bernie Sanders came out today and has batted, not like that, and has, although that would be a story.
That would be a story.
Yeah, and has backed Hillary Clinton, which massively increases the likelihood of her becoming the next president of the United States, I would argue, which means that by the end of November, we could have Angela Merkel in charge of Germany, Theresa May in charge of Britain, and Hillary Clinton in charge of the US. Mm. Three women in charge of three of the biggest, arguably the three biggest Western, if you like, Western nations politically, all getting ready to get their handbags out to give that Putin a right old duffing.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah, because he's bound to want to make him cry, and I don't think he will. If we got Leadsom, I think she'd have been in tears before he'd opened the door.
Well, she was in tears before she even started.
She quite clearly likes a good cry.
Yeah, certainly.
And hey, I'm in touch with my sensitive side, Tony. And I know you.
Yeah. I'm all sensitive side.
Yeah. So I don't think we need our political leaders to come out and say, oh, bloody hell, I had a right old cry last night. You don't really need that, do you?
You don't.
No. So let's stay political, shall we, with the next song.
Okay.
A band called Homes for the Elite, Tony, that we've played once before, I think. These have risen like a phoenix from the ashes of Devilish Presley and have come out with a right bit of attitude and some colourful language, Tony.
Oh, we do like a bit of colourful language.
We do on this show. Anyway, this song's great. It's from an EP they brought out, which I believe is a free download. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/homesfortheelite.
Is the 4 F-O-R or is it the numeric 4?
Ooh, I'll go with the word.
Will you? Shame, it's the numeric.
It is.
It's Homes number 4, the Elite. Paulie B and the Internet. 4, Tony Nil. That is the numeric 4. Nil, Tony. Nil spelled N-I-L.
Got that.
Nothing. And I think you're going to like this, Tony. I like it a lot. This is they're very, very good, Homes for the Elite, in a relatively short amount of time, for kind of really encapsulating what the country's feeling and at the same time rocking out. This is Running with the Enemy.
Well, he used to be a hooligan, now he's the prisoner McGowan. Down the hip streets, piss streets, where depressed kids dip their beaks. Fuck you and your fatty diets, I'm not here to organize a riot. Look out, all the punks are flatlining, data mining, no one is striking. I don't wanna be running with the enemy, I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy, I don't wanna be so bullshitless. Fucking stinks in here, cause the boss is touching cloth. Crowds of evil little titwanks, and by the buzz around DJ shit pants, endorsed by some smart fucking gadget that posts photos of his drug habit. Meanwhile, bones are sticking out of kid's skin. You can never be too rich or too thin, or too stuck up, or too fucking dim. Sucking up to posh people down at the gym. I don't wanna be running with the enemy, I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy, I don't wanna be so bullshitless. It fucking stinks in here, cause the boss is touching cloth. Look at them with their crow's feet chopped out, aspirations traditional Knightsbridge compounds. Oh, so the cops shot the wrong guy. You're not a terrorist, you've got nothing to hide. Are you a communist? Go and live in Russia. Fuck off, communist, this country makes us suffer. Oh, so your girlfriend's a curator. Yeah, I can tell, I already hate her. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless. I don't wanna be running with the enemy. I don't wanna be so bullshitless.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Homes to the Elite and Running with the Enemy. And hello to Jackie and Johnny. And the very best of luck with the band. I really, really like it. Tony, I've got in this bit is I've written down in the notes that I send you for like the track listing and that. Mm. And the little words here and there to hopefully get me going on something or other. And I've got down last week, Welsh Bus, Murray, Watson, Tories v Labour.
It's been a week, hasn't it?
Yeah. Now, hang on. I already don't know what the Watson is, though.
Watson.
So let's deal with the Welsh Bus and Andy Murray first, shall we?
Okay, yep.
All right, so for those of you who are interested in football, the Euros have been on of late. I think I did successfully prove on Facebook that England were the best team in it and deserve the trophy.
Yeah.
Don't know whether you saw that, Tony.
I did see that, yep.
Working on the basis that Portugal won, Portugal beat France, Portugal beat Wales, and the other semi-final was France-Germany. France beat Germany. And over the last year, England have beaten Portugal, France, Germany and Wales. Thus, we are the best team in Europe, so we deserve the trophy.
Fair enough.
That's it in a nutshell. And we did lose to Iceland, but that was only because we let them win because we felt sorry for them.
So yeah.
That doesn't count.
They are nice.
And there's a precedent for this theory, which is, of course, in 1967, the first game England played after their World Cup triumph was against Scotland. And when Scotland beat England 3-2, controversially, the Scottish said that they were the world champions.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, so that's it. Now, so the thing was, though, that the Welsh had a loser's parade in an open-top bus, didn't they? That was fantastic.
They did, yeah. They were very happy about it.
Hmm. I thought it was pathetic. I thought, you don't go around your capital city on open-top bus when you've lost. Is that the best they've got? Oh, we lost, so we'll have a celebration.
They seem very happy about it. I don't know, are the Welsh famous for just celebrating?
Well,
everything?
They were just happy with how far they'd got, and I think they were so happy that they got further than we had, and England, sorry, and all that sort of thing. I just hope they will support the plucky English now that they are the mighty Welsh.
I'm sure there's no doubt in that.
Yeah, we are the underdogs. I think they lost a lot of English goodwill when there were scenes of the dressing room. When
the filming of the watching the match?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think they shouldn't have made that public because presumably there was only players in that dressing room. So it was players. It was Welsh players themselves that posted that. So if it had been an onlooker or something, fair enough. But I think that was a Welsh player that had recorded that. And with hindsight, I don't think they would have posted it because I think they lost a lot of English goodwill there.
It doesn't help relations, does it?
No.
I don't think it would have been the same the other way around. Well, certainly when Wales
were
lost.
Of course not. If it had been the other way around, the English wouldn't even been watching it. They'd have been practising, missing shots.
Yeah.
Now, I've also got down Tories v Labour for last week because it was funny that that Angela Eagle, don't know what you think of her tone, I'm not over keen.
She's a crier.
Yeah, she's a crier. But the day that she came out and said, I am now officially going to be standing against Jeremy Corbyn, absolutely no one took any notice at all because at the same time, Andrea Leadsom said, I'm leaving, so there's only one. So it's going to be the next Prime Minister of the UK. It's going to be Highlander, a.k.a. Theresa May. And then Angela Eagle was moaning that she wasn't getting any column inches in the papers the next day, but she was completely done, wasn't she?
Yeah, no one really cares.
Done by the press. And I still think that Corbyn's the best man for the job.
Yeah, well, I think they was talking today about what differences she has with Corbyn, and she doesn't really have anything. She's offering nothing over and above what he is.
Yeah, and I really didn't like her soundbite speech that she made. Did you hear it?
Oh, I heard a bit of it.
Just after applause.
Yeah.
It was just things like, I like Britain. Waiting for clapping and none came. And he goes, and I really like Labour.
Yeah,
and I work really hard.
I don't get it.
And I've got new shoes.
I don't get it. I can't tell anybody who gets it. As they want to get rid of Corbyn. No one, they haven't even got who could be in his place. Her, she's obviously just standing just because there's a standoff. I just don't understand why they have a problem with him.
Yeah, I just think they're really, really miserable because he's not sort of more centrist, and they all want to occupy the middle ground, and Corbyn doesn't, and they don't like that.
So it's not David Miliband, basically.
Yeah. Now, there is one other thing. Oh, right, now I'll just go on to the next song, because bearing in mind that we have spoken about Andrea Leadsom and Angela Eagle and Theresa May and Hillary Clinton and who's your name?
Merkel.
Angela Merkel. It's only right that the next track should be from The Vaults and should be Scary Bitches, Tony.
Excellent.
Right. We haven't played Scary Bitches, the Scary Bitches, though. We haven't played the Scary Bitches for years. Mm. And they're actually one of the first bands we've... And I think we played them on Pants We Want a Cock as well. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, we got a couple of tracks from them, one of which was called Lesbian Vampires from Outer Space. That was the first one we played, which had the fantastic line in it. And in a grant from the council, it's a fucking disgrace. Lesbian Vampires from Outer Space. Right. But they've got I don't know if it's their second album, but an album called Creepy Crawlies had a cover version on it that we've never played before. And I want to play it because it's brilliant. Because this, Tony, what we've got here is a band that have been pigeonholed as pretty much everything to do with dark, goth, death rock, post-punk, all that. And then they've managed to do a kind of real sort of comedy ska version of a well-known country and western song. So okay. I thought that's perfect for punking. It is quite long, but it's worth every single second. So Tony, what is the scare? I should have said the Scary Bitches. What is the Scary Bitches Facebook page?
Facebook.com/thescarybitches.
Facebook.com/the-scary-bitches-10033149706558. And why is that, Tony?
I say default, you are.
No, they thought you are at all. But never mind, because they have come up with a cracker. Now, as far as I can see, they are still going. They haven't made a post on their Facebook page since February, but right. The last release they were on about was 2009, so I'm not sure what they're doing right now. But anyway, enjoy this. This is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky. And up the cloud he drew. Yippee-yay! Yippee-yay-oh! Oh! Ghost riders runs were made of fire and their shirts were soaked in sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. They've got to ride forever in that range up in the sky, trying to catch the devil's herd across the evil skies. Thank you. can't call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell alighting on our range, then cowboy, change your ways, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's hurt across these evil skies.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the reds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I really, really like it. Now, so Tony, it should be time for a gig guide now. Have you got any gigs for us?
No.
Buggeration.
I know.
So does that mean we're not going to get that song either then?
That's right.
Right, well, you better explain to people what they should be doing.
So yeah, so it's international gig guide. So if you do have a gig for me to read out, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Who's playing? How much is it to get in? Where are they playing? Who's supporting them? Anything like that? Let me know. Doesn't have to be in the UK, as mentioned. Just email me. Anything you think might be interesting? Obviously, I don't want Bieber gigs or anything as stupid as that. But anything, really. That's it.
Right. Well, look, there is going to be an additional feature within this feature starting next week.
Right. I really,
you know, really that it encourages you to write in with your gigs because we want to advertise them. But there was a gig last week, wasn't there, Tony?
There was a gig last week.
What was that all about then?
So I did my first gig in, I can't work out when it was. I think it's got to be 6 years. It might be 5.5 years. I've recently got back into trying to get back into playing. So I've been playing acoustic and electric alternate weeks, trying to learn to play guitar.
Which is why I've been interested once a fortnight.
Yes, exactly. Steve, who runs the recording studio,
Uncle Weezo,
crazy Steve, he had organised a gig in Lincoln at the Jolly Brewer, and I went and played on Saturday
just before we go any further, was he wearing shorts?
Yes, of course he was wearing shorts. He wears shorts in the winter.
He's dedicated.
That's why I call him crazy Steve.
He's dedicated.
Yeah. I did a 20-minute acoustic set, and there was two more bands on, the Mandarins and Crimson General. The Mandarins were a covers band.
Before we talk about you, what were the other bands like? Were they good?
They were all right. Yeah, the Crimson General were really good. They were two-piece guitar and drums, lots of effects, quite nice. The covers band, they were... pretty much a standard pubs covers band, really. They started with like Kaiser Chiefs. They ended with Hotel California.
Blimey.
So yeah, it wasn't great. And before,
so
before,
a bit like when we saw that band Down the Lion. That they start off, you go, oh, this is going to be great, and then it just never gets going.
Yeah, well, didn't they start with Ace of Spades?
Oh, right.
Is that right? Ace of Spades at the Lion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Ace. No, no, yeah. Nowhere near as good
Ace
as that.
Ace of Spades.
Nowhere near as good as that. But before we got on stage, one of the locals came up to me and said, so what do you guys play then? Not covers, is it?
Yeah.
All right. So I was all right. So I did three alcohol, three or four alcohol songs and a couple
you
of covers.
You started with a cover, didn't you?
I started with Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. Did my
that
bad
was
boy
by the Chavs.
It was.
That became your number in the Chavs, didn't it?
Yeah. So the last minute edition, I'll throw that one in.
Yeah.
Did Bad Guys, the song from Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, that you like doing as well.
You like that. I did a Pearl Jam song called I Am Mine.
Right.
I did a couple of songs. I did Tony Towers.
How did that go down?
All right.
Was there a bongo solo?
There wasn't. I cut all the solos out. It was quite strange. And then ended with TNA, the stripper song.
Yeah.
And realised that obviously it was quite a small audience, about 20 people. And also when you're doing it acoustically and you're saying the words, you realise how actually quite filthy that song is.
And how quite out of order it is, yeah.
It's quite out of order. But I ended with it and it went down well. And it's the song people remember. And they were saying to me afterwards. So it went down. It was all right. It was good. It was just a long drive. Yeah. I got back about 12:30.
Right.
But good, I enjoyed it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, if you have a TARDIS and you'd like to go to a gig last week...
Yeah, go and see me, the Jolly Brewer.
Yeah.
Buy me a drink.
And now, we can talk about your gig last week, Tony, when several people in TARDISes showed up. Let's play another track, shall we, Tony?
Okay.
Because I should think what you've been just desperately waiting for is if only Paul would play some Soul Sock Seeger, the music of Mauritius in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And you lucky man.
Wow.
Because I got sent via Bongo Joe Records in Switzerland, Tony. I got sent a fantastic album last week that is just all this very particular to Mauritius story behind it. You'll have to go on the website and find out about it. But the story behind this music is absolutely brilliant. It involves the slave trade, it involves the temperature, it involves the climate in general, it involves the instruments they had at their disposal, it involves how they were feeling to be in Mauritius, it involves everything about it. But what it's got, Tony, is a beat that I can't handle.
Alright.
So ideally you'd hear three or four Soul Sock Seeger songs in a row, so you could get into the groove, because when you do get into the groove, you end up bopping around. But the first time you hear a track, you think, oh my God, what's this? By about a minute in, you should know what's going on here. Now, as you can tell, I'm leading up to, this isn't typical punky radio fare, Tony.
Right, okay.
But I think you're going to like it anyway. It's from a new album out called Soul Sox Eager, I believe, via Bongo Joe Records. And so, because these were 1970s bands, they don't have websites. So what is Bongo Joe's website?
BongoJoe.com?
BongoJoe.ch, Tony, for Switzerland. So that's probably being internet 6, Tony Neil, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Good Lord. I know it's a tough one this week, Tony. So anyway, this is one of the tracks off the album. I've actually picked the fastest one to be as in keep me as possible. This album is really off the wall funky. You're going to find out why. This is Claudio, or Claudio, and a track called Raphael Zugadur.
Rafael, mama, anda Rafael, ale Rafael.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, that was crazy. Yes, indeed. I hope you enjoyed it. And if we get some feedback, I will play another track. But I do appreciate that it's not really our usual fare. But it's off the sheet, Tony. It's 1970s stuff that I've never heard of before. And of course, Mauritius is just north of Ile de la Réunion.
Ah.
Yeah, which we have featured before. So I am keen to feature more music from that area of the world in the Indian Ocean, my friend.
Okay, cool.
I thought it was cracking anyway. But please do let us know, either via Facebook or emailing us or however you want, if you would like to hear another track from there. Or just go to bongojoe.ch and you will be able to find out more there. Right then, Tony. So this is the big thing. Are we doing anything this week?
I've got band practice tonight, and on Sunday
it's Electric Week, isn't it?
It is, and Marv's come down tonight, so we're going to carry on working on our songs.
Cool.
Marv came on Saturday, so thanks for coming, Marv. I've got to
and
mention.
How is Marv?
Marv's all right. Marv's fine. Took lots of pictures.
Feel a bit bad, but we've just dropped him from the beds, haven't we?
Oh, we're not keeping him in. Oh, we will.
Because I thought we'd got two lots, but we haven't. We'd already dropped one. So we might reinstate Marv. If you'd like us to reinstate Marv, email paulieb@punkyrage.com, type your email, reinstate Marv.
There you
Marv,
go.
You are allowed to email.
Yeah. Good, all right. And then on Sunday, I'm going back into the studio. Unit 5's doing a thing with it. It's a free day, and he's invited five musicians who practice there to come in on the day, write and record a song, have a laugh. So yeah. I'm going in as a rhythm guitarist. I actually put myself down for kazoo, but Steve seems to put me down for rhythm guitar. But I will take both. I'll take both in. I'm better at kazoo.
Right. So why have you gone for rhythm rather than lead?
Well, I actually put myself down for kazoo, and Steve put me down for rhythm. But I'll take
that.
I
see. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what he's trying to say about my guitar skills.
Quite clearly that he's got someone better to come in and play lead.
Well, I'll have to wait and see for that, won't I? See what I think about that.
I think I know what will happen here.
I've got a feeling.
We'll have an incident, won't we? We're going to have dueling banjos.
My ego Mansfield. Might take off, yeah, I think.
Yeah, there's like, I ain't playing no bar chords. And then suddenly halfway through this song, you'll suddenly hear, bang a ding ding bang 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 bang.
I think the thing would be a lot of, you sure you want to play like that? We'll see. But I'm prepared to be.
This could be interesting then.
Yeah, it should be. So yeah,
well, it's far more than I'm doing.
Are you up to nothing?
I'm spent doing nothing.
Ah, okay.
Got no plan to speak. Oh, I will tell you this though, Tony. I have made two purchases this week, both around 2 a.m. the other morning.
Right.
One of which was a rather fetching pair of brown chinos.
Lovely.
Yeah, which I'm very keen on. And the other one, I finally bought a Punky Radio clock.
Oh, yes, you did.
It's on its way, winging its way from the US.
Brilliant.
That cost, all in all, I think it was about $20 with postage.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm very excited about that. So when that arrives, I will hang it in my kitchen, take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So that's what I ordered last week. So this week I'm waiting for it to come. My brown trousers are very quick. Turns out not a lot of people want brown trousers. They must have had loads of them.
Oh, I can't beat brown trousers.
Have you got any brown trousers?
Certainly have.
Have you?
Mm.
Hey, should we form a band called Brown Trousers?
Can't be any worse than a couple of bands I'm already in. Yeah.
No, that goes without saying. Right, should we play two songs in a row?
Go for it.
All right, first up, all the way from Albany, New York, Tony, a proper good old-fashioned rock band, Maud Wolf. We played one track by them before. What is Maud Wolf's website?
MaudWolf.com?
It is, and it's mordwolf.com. Probably internet 6, Tony 1. Stay tuned for Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Sorry, Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, as they are on the Knee Tremblers. The Knee Tremblers. But first up, this is Burning Hell.
Turn up my night.
Titlick.
Listening to 70 Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremors, and a track called Bald Head, Hairy Guitar from their latest album, Ugly Mobile. It was absolutely brilliant album. Now, who's that? That came by Dirty Water Records, I think. Tony, what is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremors Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HipboneSlimAndTheKneeTremblers.
Facebook.com/HipboneSlimAndTheKneeTremblers fan site, but it does appear to be operated by them.
All right, okay.
Paulie Williams Net 7, Tony 1. If you type in Hipbone Slim anyway, you'll find out about them. And it's a great new album, really great. I've never seen them live.
Right, okay.
Really like to see them live. Very nearly did. I very nearly got Hipbone Slim Sabal Diddley himself to do one man acoustic set at the cabaret night I used to run.
All right, okay.
But ultimately I didn't.
Right.
Because I think I got the Dark Shadows instead. Not a bad replacement. Alright, so are you have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
It's been a bad week to be Tony Ayn.
It really has, hasn't it? And that's saying something.
Yeah.
The bar wasn't very high.
It really wasn't.
Mate, any week that I don't die is a relatively good week for Paulie B.
Excellent.
So, right, so you better explain about this twattage then.
Yeah, so if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. We have had a good run so far this year. Last year was bad. This year, not so bad. So please drop me an email. All twats read with thanks. I do reply to all. So do send it through, and we'll feature it on the show.
Nice.
In lieu of
twat. So what are you going to do instead, Tom?
Well, I do have an iTunes review.
Brilliant.
As mentioned, not so much so recently. If you do use iTunes, do review us. It helps us massively. A few reviews help us move up the featured rankings on iTunes. And the iTunes chart is so in flux all the time. You can drop from top 10 to 100 in a day. It's weird how it works. But one thing that does work is if you review us. Do reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously. We'll read them out. Costs you nothing. You'll need to log in with an iTunes account. You can go from our website, punkyrager.com. There's an iTunes link. Take it from there. Do it, and we'll read them out. Thank you very much. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me, just in case I don't get your review, and I'll feature you on the show.
Yeah, and we should point out that we don't ask for your reviews for our benefit. If you move us up the chart, more people hear the show. If more people hear the show, they hear the music we play.
Yeah, it makes
so no, you're doing everyone a favour.
It makes no financial difference to us whatsoever.
Yeah, it's not an ego thing for us either. It's like
a little bit for me.
Well, it's for you, Tonya. Okay, right.
So this is the English one, but the US one we have one, and it's from 28th of May,
right?
From Papa NC, and he says great, or she says great. Been listening to this for around 5 years. Wish I'd been there from the beginning. I'm pretty sure they have the longest music podcast in the known universe. Not for Smacktards.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. 5 stars, I imagine.
5 stars, of course.
5 stars, of course. Yeah, thank you. So you don't have to be any more complicated than that. You don't even have to say that you like us. You can mention that that it's better than the Snow Patrol one.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be fine. If you want to give us a better than Snow Patrol and give Snow Patrol a cheeky, not as good as Punky Radio review, that would also be much appreciated.
That would be marvellous. But you give them 1 star, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully we'll have a track next week.
Hopefully.
Not the first time I've said that to someone down the pub.
Isn't it just?
Last song this week, Tone.
Okay.
And it comes from a band called Molly's Daggers, all the way from North Essex, my friend.
Right.
And this is from their latest album, which I don't see if I scroll down a little bit. I have, yeah. The latest album, which is Prima Materia. And we played Nothing Shaking But The Leaves On The Trees the other week, and we're playing this track this week. We will be playing one or two more tracks off them in the future, and thanks to, is it Future Sound Records? I can't remember now. Anyway, they got in touch saying, well, we'd like to interview them, and I replied saying, I'm really sorry, but we don't do interviews anymore, but we will be playing another track by them. That's what we're going to do right now, Tony.
Okay, cool.
You can find out more about Molly's Daggers by going to their website, which is
mollysdaggers.com.
It is. It's mollysdaggers.com. So it's ended up Tony 2, Paulie B Internet 7, and this is Spoon of Your Sugar.
that's about the size of it this week. I do realise, Tony, I hope you enjoyed that, by the way. Spoon of Your Sugar, great track by a great band. Molly's Daggers, another band I like to see live. I haven't seen enough bands live recently. It is now occurring to me that when I mentioned Watson earlier on, I probably meant Hamilton.
Ah, because the Grand Prix.
Lewis Hamilton won the British Grand Prix for the third time. That's worthy of an open top bus tour. As would be Andy Murray winning Wimbledon for a second time in really a quite dominant display.
Yeah, like, yeah, straight steps, wasn't it?
Against a huge server. That would be worthy of an open top bus tour.
Mm.
But he's too cool for that sort of thing.
He is.
Rather than losing the game of football and going crazy about it. That's ridiculous. So anyway, Tone, we haven't done the timeline of what's happened recently yet. I'm going to try and write that down so I've got that for next week, just of all the crazy things that have happened in this country.
A lot's happened in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, because I would just like to get an order of it to see if it, we can make some sort of sense out of it. Next week there will, as I say, there's the promise of a brand new feature within a feature, and we'll have another 9 great tracks. In the meantime, Tony, can you just remind people of the internet stations that carry the show?
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com, we're on Radio Andrea, which is Radio Andrea, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And if you have a TARDIS, don't forget you might be able to see Tony last Thursday, and if you do, he will probably mention it on next week's show.
You'll be average.
But there's good bits. I'll say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo got poo.
But you can't.